One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
No, she did. She threw you under the bus really quick. Oh, yeah. Well, let me introduce you and the show. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. I didn't stutter. Let's go. I also was going to switch my jacket. I just realized that. That's okay. Don't worry about it. We're recording two episodes in one day. I was going to make it seem like I was, like it was a different day. And I worried, it's literally right there.
In an episode where you're wearing something different in between.
Yeah. It'll be fine. But today we have the hilarious, the wonderful Tian Chen.
This one. Hi.
There you are. Amazing.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. A little tired.
But yeah.
Good. Yeah.
A long day.
Yeah.
Here, let's get a little closer to the mic.
Sorry. Yeah.
We're all good.
I'm very. I'm doing good. I'm a little tired. Yeah. Long day. 9 to 5. I also have a dog that wakes me up at fucking 7 a.m. every morning. So.
And your dog is named Colgate.
Yeah, and he does not like Katie.
He hates me. He did give me a little nip on the hand last week.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I got bit by a dog, but it was fine. And then I went to the open mic.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of guys were like, we want to lick your asshole. And I was like, I'm the only female in the room.
Christ.
This is comfy. It was great. It's great being a woman. Oh, I love being a woman.
You guys really are a cursed gender.
It's great. It's awesome. I love it.
It blows.
Mm-hmm. I love it for me. I chose a good, you know, career path. And, you know, it's
a good gender.
It's a good, yeah. I could have picked something else.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is it for me.
Yeah.
So we watched Werewolves Within.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never seen this before because you're a baby with horror. And that is a quote from Adoria, who was on one of our episodes.
Yeah.
Previous episodes.
We're going to have a talk later. But
yeah,
you guys got to fight.
It's
funny that because I'm not like a huge horror guy, but that was one of the first movies I saw. Like, not that, but a werewolf movie was one of the first movies I saw that I was like super into. I watched, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but American Werewolf in Paris.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like one of the first movies I've ever seen, and it was kind of my sexual awakening. It was like when I was a kid, there wasn't like internet porn, so
yeah,
like the sex scene in the movie—that's all you can really get.
That was your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was beautiful. It was great, and it was the only thing my parents would let me watch.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, mom, I want to watch this horror movie, and she's like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah. You also
murder and.
You can like move the mic wherever you want, wherever you feel. You can sit with it like
this. Yeah, please cut me off whenever.
You can do that. No, it's just want to make sure we got good audio for you because you got stories for days. Yeah. So American, that was your sexual awakening.
Yeah.
In general, or just like I think I've only seen American Werewolf in London. Jordan and I did that episode. So
that was the John Landis one, and then the trash follow up was American Werewolf in Paris. And it was, I mean, for a kid who's seen maybe like 8-9 movies in his life at that point,
yeah,
that was just like thrilling to be able to see like full frontal nudity,
yeah,
and also werewolves in the same movie.
I mean, that's basically what this movie is, besides the full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, I mean, I don't think it needed nudity, but I don't think.
Oh, no, definitely not.
But it would have been a little. So the movies, if you've ever played the game Mafia or Secret Hitler,
mm-hmm.
or actually it's Werewolves Within, that's what the game is called.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what that movie is based off of. What's Sam Richardson. I was about to say Robertson, but that's
you could be right.
It's I think it's that one, the one you said. I'm not going to try to say it. It's stuttering.
I was going to say like everybody in this movie I've seen somewhere, but I know zero of their names.
The main girl is the girl from the AT&T commercials. I'm a
big fan.
She's so funny in this movie. I think she has a comedy background, which is why I feel like all comedians go towards like AT&T commercials.
Yeah.
I think
who else?
Beck Bennett, mm-hmm. who was on SNL. Mm-hmm. He used to do the ones with like the round table with he would interview children and ask them about insurance questions, and it was all improvised.
Okay.
It was hilarious. If you haven't watched them,
never seen
watch
it.
Them. You gotta watch them.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and marathon them.
Do it. Be like, Adoria, this is what we're watching tonight. This is what we're doing. So what did you think? What did you like? What did you not like?
I mean, it was a really fun movie. It's kind of I get now why you gave me that movie after you explained the reasoning of my girlfriend stabbing me in the back and slandering my name. But yeah, I think it's kind of a stretch to call it a horror.
Okay.
You know? It was definitely more comedy than horror.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. And I think that this is one of those movies you can't really approach with, like, a serious critical eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is very silly and goofy, and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really make logical sense. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's like, it's Clue.
Yeah.
It's literally Clue, but with more violence and people being ripped apart. And people who are kind of like, you're like, oh, who's for this pipeline going through the town and who's mm-hmm. not, which is the pipeline, definitely has some Trumpy vibes.
Yeah.
You're like, who's a Trumpy and who's not? You know?
There was a little bit of like political commentary that was the undercurrent of all of it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It was like, this movie is so clearly not taking itself seriously.
Oh, 100%.
Inject so much like political commentary is kind of fun.
I saw this in theaters when it came out because mm-hmm. it was like that the Lay Emily in NoHo mm-hmm. and I was like, let's just go see it, and no one was in the theater. It was like just me and like one other random guy,
right?
No idea what I was seeing, and I had no idea what to expect, and there was moments where I was like, oh, this is like kind of freaky, and then I was like, oh, this is a comedy, everything's a joke, like this is not that's scary. But there were some scenes that I was like, you know what, this is still kind of like, if you didn't know what was happening, it's kind of creepy.
Really? Even for a hardened horror connoisseur like yourself, you found it shocking?
Not like shocking, like I'm gonna cry, but like, you know, there are moments where I'm like, oh, okay, this is like a little bit suspenseful, and you know, like there are moments like honestly, like the ending with when the final reveal is that the girl, AT&T girl, is the werewolf in the town.
Yeah,
like I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming. And
so fucking funny how she was like, "What's more believable, me being a werewolf or me wanting to fuck a dork like you?"
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, what girls who think your poetry is sexy and the wilderness, like that's a wet dream, come on, like that's not a real person, no one likes that." But he was charming and adorable, and he deserves a girl to love him for his dorky ass self.
But he
also said, gosh dang it, dang it all. He only swore like a couple times, and he was like, fuck, I'm sorry, pardon my language. But like, he
Sam Richardson's adorable.
I love him. Have you seen him in I Think You Should Leave?
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
I love that show so much.
Big fan of Tim Robinson's mind.
I feel like Tim should have been in this movie. That would have been, if you wanted to make it more comedy, I feel like they would have added that too.
Yeah.
But the entire character of the scientist, the doctor, was just, the first time I was like, oh, she's like really creepy, and then the second time I watched it, I'm like, oh, she's hilarious, because she's just so serious about everything. She's like coming in like, I need to get this hair, and then she's like, I guess I'm gonna start drinking now, and then she just shoots herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. which is
understood what the thing behind that was. Was it that the old guy shot her, or was it that she was just like, fuck it, I'm not getting torn apart by a werewolf?
They never, I think that was like an open-ended thing, and they never really acknowledged it.
Right.
Yeah, because then that guy also had like the oil baron guy who wanted to run the pipeline through the town. He's like, I'm a big hunter or whatever, and I wanna, you know, I've killed bears and lions and shit. And he has fucking like harpoon guns in his car. I'm like, you live in a small town. What are you doing?
That's what I thought was funny. Was like, it's either this guy came into town expecting that he was gonna, he knew that there was a werewolf there and he was gonna hunt him because he had the crossbow with the silver whatevers.
Yeah.
Bolts.
Yeah.
Or it's just a guy who's just like prepared for anything.
He's like, I've had, like, it's like those guys who have like flamethrowers who are like, you're almost too rich.
Yeah.
You're like, chill. Like,
yeah.
You don't need all this stuff, you know?
It just made me laugh that he had that on, like, the specific thing needed to kill werewolves.
Yeah.
His trunk.
Yeah. He's like, I got it. He's like, you don't have this?
Yeah. Come on, man. We're in Vermont.
I have, obviously. And everybody knows that the seventh born is a werewolf.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Which is like,
is that a thing?
That was a thing. That like the seventh born you have to kill in Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Because then it's going to be a werewolf.
I vaguely remember one of the gay guys.
Yeah. Harvey. What's his last name? Harvey. He was on Sarah Hyland's podcast.
Harvey.
Whoa, okay.
I just choked on my own saliva. Harvey Gillen.
Harvey, yes. He was on another podcast, Sarah Hylands. And I was like, oh my God, you're in this movie. That's awesome. But he, yeah, so that was his line where he's like, yeah, like you have to kill the seventh born or they become a werewolf.
Right.
And she happened to be the seventh born.
Yeah.
Which I also, the first time I caught it, I'm like, oh, she said she was had like six or seven older brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
Or six older, I don't know. I don't fucking care. But yeah, one of those. Yeah.
So. It was funny because it's almost like, because I feel like if she really just wanted to kill everybody and eat them, it would have been so much easier to just pick them off in the dark. It was almost like she was trying to prove a point, you know?
Yeah, I was like, you went through so much to get them all in one house.
Yeah.
And then for what? But she really, I mean, she didn't really get her hands dirty that much. She just planted some evidence here and there and the town literally killed themselves.
Yeah.
Like, she... The dog killing though, and that character, Chachki and the Chachi,
uh-huh.
So funny. I love that character, and then the fact that she goes crazy in the end.
Yeah,
and she starts like she's going after the gay guy, and they're like Trish, and she's like, I'm getting my craft store because she just wanted a craft store, and that's all she wanted. And she's been making soap bottle angels for everyone, which is nice, I guess. I don't know. Have you ever gotten a weird
I had
gift
never
like
even
that?
Encountered a soap bottle angel until this movie.
Wow. I think
I was looking at that and I was like, damn, dude, the fucking decay of middle America is real.
That's yeah.
They need to put up some fucking Wi-Fi lines out there so women could stop making those atrocious soap bottle angel.
Right? You need, like, get on Etsy and just, then she doesn't have to have her storefront. She can have it online.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like they didn't have good Wi-Fi there, though.
Yeah,
they were in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, I'm often reminded of just how sad being in a small town is.
Yeah.
Like, going to a small town and you just see this store that's filled with stuff that's, all of it looks old and dusty, but also, like, very well cared for. And then you're just like, oh, God, this is somebody's dream.
Yeah.
I can't even stand to be in here.
You're like, this is awesome for you. And I'm so glad, like, you probably worked your whole life for this. And I want to buy something, but I don't need anything here, nor do I want it.
Or if I do want it, it's ironically so I can make fun of it.
Yes. And then you're like, well, then that's like, it's like mean, but you're like, I think I'm going to hate buy it. You know, it's like a whole thing. Has anybody, when you've like moved into a new place, have they ever given you like a neighbor has like walked by and like, here's a pie or a soap bottle angel. Or
no,
like
we live in fucking Los Angeles. Nobody fucking talks to anybody here.
Fair. Yeah. Do you know any of your neighbors?
No, I don't know any of my neighbors now, but I remember when I was living in do you know what AVA is? It's
no.
Like this like fucking development housing.
Okay.
In Burbank. I lived in one of those apartment complexes that everything looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived there for like 2.5 years before I realized I lived right next to Ron Jeremy.
Oh my God.
You know who that is, right?
Sure. No, I don't. Who's
he's,
that?
He's a disgusting, filthy human being, but back then,
I feel like I've heard of him, but like I don't.
He's a porn star.
Okay, okay.
He was known for having just a big, gross penis, and he looked disgusting.
Great. Hot. I love it. Bring
yeah,
it on.
He was gross.
I love that.
And I only found out because he got evicted because he was strung out, and then I guess he couldn't pay his rent, so they evicted him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I learned recently that I used to live next to a whorehouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a whorehouse in the upstairs. Of my apartment complex, and I was like, oh, they like found out they came to like fix my roof, and then I, of course, they like
some whores fell through the ceiling.
God, don't you just hate it when the whores fall through the ceiling? God, it's the worst. No, but like the maintenance guy, just, you know, because I could tell he needed someone to talk. You know, sometimes you could tell those people who are just like, I haven't talked to people in a while, and I just need to tell a story.
Yeah.
So he told me his whole life story and the whorehouse thing, and I was like, oh, awesome. Okay, I'm going to go now. Bye.
Did you ever encounter any of the
No, that was
sex
before
workers?
I moved in. That was before I moved in.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I said whorehouse, and it's a sex worker. I do that sometimes where I'll say things, and I'm like, that maybe should have said something different. My bad.
I think you get a pass.
Oopsies. I get a pass. I get one. This is it. This is the one
you
pass.
You get one pass.
Awesome. Oh my God. Yeah. This, and I don't know. I being a in an apartment complex is interesting, but then like having like a town, like a neighborhood, and then like they all know each other is just weird.
Yeah.
I go back home and it's all suburbs, and like my mom knows everybody. She's like, yeah, their kids just went to college and this. I'm like, I don't know any of them. How do you, like, when you move, are you supposed to go like around and like introduce yourself like you're a
if you're a pedophile,
like,
maybe
pedophile, yeah, no, like, yeah, am I supposed to do that, like, hi, I'm new in town, I'm not a pedophile, I just like I just wanted to meet you, yeah. Hi, how's it going, is that what you're supposed to do?
I think you just leave people the fuck alone nowadays.
Yeah,
I feel like especially in like big cities, whatever relationship you develop with people in your vicinity is it's always bad.
Yeah,
it's always like just you cram so many people into a single little area, people are gonna get mad at each other, you know?
Oh yeah,
like I can't imagine myself having a good relationship with any of my neighbors because all of them have communicated with me but not through words, just by pounding the walls or whatever.
I've done that. I've told people to shut the fuck up,
right?
My current upstairs neighbor, because we're on the bottom floor, they just love to, like, I think they're like roller skating up there or something at like 3 a.m and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna, like, not to be aggressive, but I'm gonna hunt you down and gut you like a fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but could you not rollerblade at 3 a.m.?
Like, I'd really appreciate it. Like, we have a whole, like, we're in the suburbs. Like, you got tons of street. You're like, nah, I'm gonna rollerblade inside at 3 a.m. This is this is my safe space, which, you know, I don't want to, you know, hate on someone's safe space, but don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, I wish it was like, you know, like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood sometimes where we're all just like, we just like hang out with each other. Because they quote that a lot in the movie. They actually open with that quote where it's like, listening is where love begins. Yeah. Thinking about it for a second. Listening is where love begins. Listening to ourselves and then our neighbors.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers. And I was like, of course, like you think it's some scary horror movie and then they like do the quote and then they go, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well.
Yeah, usually it's like an Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, something creepy. Quote.
Yeah.
Like, oh, death is upon you. It's like, love everybody, including your neighbors. Mr. Rogers. So
I was kind of glad it did go the direction it did with revealing that the girl was the werewolf, because I was like, oh man, it'd be so fucking lame if they were just like, oh, the real werewolf the whole time was capitalism, because the pipeline and shit. And they made the old rich guy out to be like a really bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been a cheap cop out.
Yeah.
The way that this film also starts, like, you know, with that and then with the werewolf girl, AT&T girl, if you will. I'm like blanking on her name. I always blank on everybody's names. I'm not good.
She does have like a very foreign name.
Yeah, it's I'm really bad at remembering people in like films' names. So I'll be like, the slut, the whore. You know, it's bad. It's bad. I'm problematic. I need to stop. Or I'm not. I'll keep going. She like introduces all of the characters, which is kind of what you do in the actual game, is like you introduce everybody. You're like, oh, this is the nurse, this is the doctor, this is the sheriff, da 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 da. So you like introduce everybody, and then the killing begins, and then, you know, they go to sleep, and then somebody's murdered. Have you ever
played the game ever?
Oh yeah, I played it Saturday. We played Mafia.
Oh,
I was never killed. I was just like laughing the whole time because my friends were like, "It's 1947, and you know you're out back at a comedy club, and the mafia is coming in, and looks like the nurse fumbled her last bag, and somebody stabbed her in the head with a needle. She's dead. Oh no!" And then you had to figure out.
Man, I wish I had friends.
Yeah, having friends is it's good. I think you should try it sometime.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Hey, hear me out. Do you want to be friends?
I would love to be friends.
Fuck,
that was kind of the whole point of me coming here.
Oh my God, Tian,
you can be my first female friend.
Oh my God, hey Adoria, I'm Tian's first female friend. I'm honored.
Were you expecting her to respond or something?
Yeah, she's like right there. She she's been here the whole time. She like pops out. She's like, "How the fuck did you?" She's not only a comedian, she's also a magician.
Yeah.
Which is great. So out of 10, what do you think?
I gave it a solid 8.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah, I gave it an 8 too. Why?
Because I think under the parameters of the movie, where it's like, all right, you're not judging it like it's a horror classic. You're just judging it based on how much fun you had.
Yeah.
Say like 8.
Oh, it was so
fun. It was a solid B level of fun, you know?
Exactly. It was just like, it was goofy. It was weird. It had a lot of good one-liners that just like they threw away. And like the acting performances were so different.
Yeah.
And it just, it made everyone I could tell knew their character so well. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, we're just going to make all these people fucking crazy. And they did. We didn't even talk about the one couple who literally just like fucked the whole time. And the one guy who was like, huh? Cheating? Remember
I remember the guy who was cheating. The guy with the same hair as me, basically.
Yes. Were you in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they had to put a lot of fucking white makeup on me.
Oh my god, look at that. Now that's problematic. But yeah, that's just like there's so much that like there's so many characters and they all, every single one of them could honestly have an entire like show dedicated to just analyzing them.
Yeah.
But there's just this like trash couple that they're like, what the fuck you doing, Earl? It's not Earl, but it sounds like it sounds right. Earl, what the fuck you doing? She's like, what the fuck you doing, Janice? Get out here. You know, just shit like that. And then one of them sleeping with somebody else and they're like, we need fucking more guns in here. And you're like, well, you know what? I think, yes, that's what you need, more guns.
Dude, that would be the one criticism I levied against the movie is just like, the background drama is so much a part of the actual tension of the movie, and none of it was really that clear.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't get until I read the synopsis afterward, because I want to be well-prepared for this podcast. But I didn't know until after I read the synopsis that the trashy girl had fucked the really weird-looking, like, white guy.
Yeah, I heard that the second time watching. Again, I think you should watch it again. Mm-hmm. You should give it like a month, 2 months, then watch it. It's a lot more enjoyable, and you like pick up on those little moments, and it makes the reveal. Honestly, I still was like, I know she's a killer, but I still don't see it. And I was like, that's pretty good.
Dude, it's nuts, because Adoria, we were watching it, and it was like maybe 20 minutes in, and she was like, She's the werewolf.
I'm like, okay, she's just the smartest person alive.
Yeah, no, she just didn't buy that such a beautiful, like, vivacious woman would go after Sam Richardson. I mean, I love Sam Richardson, but by far one of the least charismatic leads of a horror movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But love him. As a fellow nice guy, representing.
He's just adorable.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, I wouldn't want to, like, go... I wouldn't want to date him. I would want to be his friend.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'm not going to... You know,
and that means you're the problem.
I am the problem.
You're part of the problem.
I am part of the problem. And I acknowledge that, and I'm okay with that. So, where can the people find you? Plug your stuff.
I'm not really anywhere. You can follow me on social media at TN has bad Wi-Fi on Twitter and Instagram, and I have no content anywhere. So. Yeah, find me here, I guess.
Amazing. Hell yeah. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you too.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We love having you. You're great. You're amazing. Thank you to our listeners, our viewers. You guys rock. Make sure to like, subscribe, review the pod.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like button below. Subscribe on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. What up, Tumblr? We're on Reddit. Again, I still don't understand Reddit. If
LinkedIn.
Someone could explain. We should get on there, too.
Pinterest.
We are. I actually did start a board on Pinterest.
Oh, yeah?
To start, because we're working on a backdrop for the podcast. So we'll see how that goes. But, guys, until next time, stay spooky.
Bye.
You can follow us on Instagram at @horroratthestore, and you can follow me as well at @KTHeddy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.